Hi, I'd like to recognize my co-author on this is Mike Bushermall. We're both at the University of Tennessee, and we both just started a pilot program of this calculator for Tennessee for National Cotton Council. So I'll give you a little bit of background about the calculator if you're not familiar with it. It was started by the Keystone Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture, which is an initiative of members like major commodity groups such as National Cotton Council and Cotton Incorporated, retailers like Walmart, food companies. There's a lot of people involved all throughout industry that are only interested in this one goal with this initiative, and that's to make agriculture more sustainable. So I'll let you see how they define sustainability, and that'll kind of give you a background to the calculator. The first one is really embodies what sustainability is, which is meeting our current needs while improving future generations' needs or the ability to meet their own needs. So we can do this through increasing our productivity by reducing environmental impacts also, improving human health and our regional social well-being and economies. So here is a screenshot of the calculator. It is a free online resource meant for producers to be able to put in basic data on how they manage a specific field and try to quantify how sustainable that production system is. So basic data like I grew cotton in 2011, which variety, whether or not you irrigated, how much you irrigated, how many trips you took through the field, how many protectants you applied, what rates of fertilizer you used, basic data like that. And then the next tabs at the top, does the mouse work? No. So the tabs at the top are the results. So the first six are all quantified metrics, so they actually give you values. So the first one's land use, which basically means how productive your field was. Obviously, the higher yield, yielding fields are going to be more sustainable because you are more productive. The second one, soil conservation. This calculator utilizes Russell 2, if anybody's familiar with that model, to quantify soil loss from wind and water erosion in tons of soil per year, and that is per pound of lint produced. So they're not only concerned with how much soil loss you have, but also how productive that system was. And all of the metrics are on a per pound of lint produced basis. The next is soil carbon, and that uses the soil conditioning index from NRCS, which is a pretty relative index of how you are depleting or adding to the organic matter on your field. And the next three are pretty straightforward. Irrigation water use, how much water you applied, and how productive that field was. Energy use and BTUs per pound of lint produced, and greenhouse gas emissions in pounds of carbon dioxide equivalent per pound of lint produced. And that carbon dioxide equivalent is meant to be a standard to show whatever greenhouse gas you are emitting, how it affects global warming. And then the final tab is the summary. So it uses each of the six metrics on the points of this graphic, which is called a spidergram. So the more sustainable you are, the smaller that gray area, which they call the field print, is. So the further you go out, the less sustainable you are. Those other crazy lines on there are averages from different regions. The green is national, orange is state, and red is on the county level. So you can kind of compare how sustainable your system is compared to your neighbor or the rest of the people in the state and nation. So I included this just to show you, if you add 2 years of data in for a specific field and say you changed some kind of strategy in 2011, say you went to no-till, you can kind of just visualize with that field print how your management decision affected your sustainability. So factors that influence this calculator that I'm going to talk about today is yield, obviously, since all of our metrics are in a per pound produced, fertilizer, and this is including energy used to apply the fertilizer and the embedded energy to create the fertilizer, and then irrigation, is a big energy user. So like I said, everything's based on a per pound of lint produced. So I put one field in, and all I did was I held everything else constant and I just changed the yield. So in orange here, we have energy usage. In my first scenario over here on the left, I have 2 bale cotton. And then going to 1 bale cotton, you can see obviously the energy usage doubles. And the same thing happens with greenhouse gas emissions. So this is a non-irrigated example. And you can see obviously fertilizer is one of the big energy users and also one of the highest emitters of greenhouse gases, specifically NOx emissions from whatever nitrogen source you're using. So my approach again is I'm using one field. For fertilizer, I'm going to put in the blanket rate application, and then we're collecting data from producers who are utilizing precision ag technologies. They're soil sampling on a site-specific basis and then using variable rate application. So the first scenario, I'm putting in their blanket rate. And the second scenario, I'm holding everything constant, except I'm using their average variable rate that they used to compare those management techniques. So I'll give you one example of this. This is a 72-acre cotton field in West Tennessee, yielded 922 pounds, and I think this is 2011. Traditionally, this producer was using 30 pounds P2O5 and 90 pounds K2O blanket. So he decided he wanted to go to variable rate P and K, sampled this field on a 2.5-acre grid, and came up with prescription maps. So on an acreage basis, the average rate he used for P2O5 was 25 pounds compared to the 30 he was using traditionally, and K2O was 51 pounds compared to the 90 he was traditionally using. So for this field alone, this producer saved around $25 an acre and reduced his P2O5 application by about over 350 pounds. Again, energy use is in orange, and on the left is his traditional scenario, and then right is the variable rate. So he reduced his energy usage by 1,000 BTUs per pound of lint and his greenhouse gas by 0.2 of a pound of CO2 equivalent by switching to variable rate. Here are those spirograms again. On the left is the traditional, right is the variable rate scenario. The same information, you can see how the footprint gets smaller, specifically on the greenhouse gas emission and energy use quadrants of the spirogram. And nothing else has changed because I did hold everything else constant, all the other management strategies. So I analyzed about 850 acres worth of data for this producer for all from 2011. Like I said, he went to a 2.5-acre grid on all of these fields and decided to do variable rate P and K. So he saved almost 125,000 pounds of carbon dioxide equivalent. And just for a reference, to burn 1 gallon of gasoline, that's 5 pounds of carbon dioxide equivalent. Also saved 650 million BTUs. Again, for reference, an average household uses about 125 million BTUs annually. He saved 7 tons of P2O5, and what our producers are worried about most is he saved $25,000 this year on those 850 acres. I'll give you a real quick example of irrigation. On the left here is a screenshot of the information you have to put into the calculator. So you say you did irrigate, you have to put in your irrigated yield, and you also have to estimate your non-irrigated yields. Obviously, how much water you applied, what your water source and energy sources were, and obviously how much, what your pumping pressure and depth were. So this is about a 200-acre field in West Tennessee. We wanted to compare the sustainability of this field and see if it was a dryland field, if it was more sustainable. So what we did is we got the average irrigated yield from inside the pivot and then took those corners and took the average yield from those to get what we could represent as a dryland yield. And you can see those numbers there. So I put everything else was constant again. I only changed that number. So energy usage, because it was on that per pound of lint produced basis, the irrigated field used 3,000 less BTUs per pound. And also on the greenhouse gas, it reduced by 0.2 pounds of carbon dioxide equivalent. So other things that we're planning on looking at is gathering data on cover crops to see how that affects soil loss and carbon, and tillage systems to see how that affects the rest of the metrics. So this calculator is meant for producers to see how sustainable they are and see identify areas of improvement. We're using it to see if we can identify more sustainable practices and see how profitable they can be for producers. So hopefully other people can be using this to help their producers make more sustainable and profitable management decisions. And I'll take any questions. I think we've missed our break, so.
Well, we've got till 3:45.
Okay.
So questions are always answered.
How long did I go? 12 minutes. Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
I know that's y'all didn't love that field print calculator, but mm-hmm. You know if there's anybody that's been looking at, obviously with cotton, we have not just lint, but seed as well, which is a pretty valuable product.
Yeah.
A lot of energy.
They have a disc, so the calculator, you can actually do different crops. For cotton, they have a disclaimer on everything that it's just for lint. I know they're in, I mean, that's why we're doing pilots, is to make suggestions, and that's why National Cotton Council and Cotton Incorporated have pilots going right now. So the more suggestions they have, the better the calculator will end up being. Yes. I think they have, and I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure they have corn, soybean, wheat, and rice. I actually have only been using cotton data. So there is a representative for Field to Market, the people who made the calculator at the trade show, if anybody wants to talk to her. But I think she's only there till 4, so.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's nothing included in the calculator on that. I don't know if they'll get into that with later versions. So, the calculator, it's fieldmarket.org. And then they'll just ask you for a login, and they keep all of your information private. We were worried some producers wouldn't want to share their data because they were being poor stewards, but it's all private. So, thank you.